Praise the Lord. Message number 255. The title of our message today is Management of Grief, Part 2. We will continue here in this message. We speak about how to manage griefs. And as we started in Part 1, we will continue here. Before we continue, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time. We magnify you. We thank you that you give us your word, time to guide us, to comfort us, to lead us into the things of yours. I pray that the message will be a healing from you. It will be like a soothing cream and ointment and balm over the wounds of your people, to heal them, to help them, to deliver them from grief, from sadness, to let your servants be endured and get encouraged with your word. I pray for people also to repent, that this message will contribute to their salvation and will impart to them your will. God, I pray also for maturity for each and everyone who hear this message of yours. And I pray that you raise up more servants, and those who are serving you, they will be encouraged and persevering, and they will recommit once again their life to go on and standing with you and doing your will and your plan. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We will continue here, speak about some other factors and some other reasons that the scriptures tell us about the causes of grief. Here we have number 13, foolish children or foolish disciples. When there's foolish children for the parents and foolish disciples for the church leaders, then a grief will be in the heart and in the soul of the parents and the church leaders. Let's read Proverbs chapter 10 verse 1. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon. Say, a wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother. And Proverbs chapter 17 verse 21. To have a fool for a child brings grief. There is no joy for the parents of a godless fool. And Proverbs 17 verse 21. A foolish son brings grief to his father and bitterness to the mother who bore him. So here, grief will accompany it, and the parents will have grief when their children are foolish and they are disobedient. The children who have failed in study, and those children who have or started to pursue sinful life doing their own will and plan, all that will bring a grief to their parents, to their fathers and to their mothers, as well as the disobedient disciples had been taught and trained by the church leaders to do God's work, but when they will deviate and go and pursue their own dreams and plans and live in selfish ambition and live in sin, that will cause a grief to the church leaders, those who care for them. The disciples had been trained, but instead of they will show their faithfulness to God and to His plan and to commit themselves to continue to serve the Lord, they will deviate and they will start to serve their own selfish ambition. That will bring grief to the church leaders. The same, the parents who had been labor to train up their children the way they should go, then they will find also grief when their children, they have their own ways and their own will, that will cause grief to the parents. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17, and here we are moving to the cause number 14 about the cause of grief, is the rejection by disciples. When we are rejected by the disciple whom we taught, that causes grief. Hebrews 13 verse 17 say, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourself, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. So here, church leader who disciples and care for workers, they can be a victim of grief when their spiritual children or disciples would go and move away from obeying the word of God and the will of God, and they start to do their own. What we advise here in that situation is a painful and a grieving one. We need to endure it. We need to accept it, not something that unusual. And our advice here is not to give up for the church leaders, but to continue to admonish and to teach and to reach new people and make a new disciple and care for them. We should continue to disciple, evangelize, and train workers so that the work of God will continue. Godly parents, like the church leader, they can be also a victim for grief when their children go in disobedient path. What we advise those parents when their children deviate away from the right way, we advise and we admonish the parents to continue to pray and to fast for their children. And we advise them also not to spend on them while they are living on their sinful life, but they need to save their resources. You don't need to give material things. When your children have rejected the word of God, you don't need to support them materially, but to pray and fast for them and continue to give them the word of God, even if they don't like, and to save your resources, which then you start to spend on them when they will come back to their senses, repent, and return back to God and bear the fruit. Like the lost son, when he went away, he took what his father gave him. He did not receive anything later on till he came back to his senses and came back to the God the Father. Cause number 15 for the grief, as we continue our discussion about management of grief, cause number 15 is toil and anxious striving. That's where when people engage so much in hard work in life. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 22 to verse 23. What do people get for all the toil and anxious striving with which they labor under the sun? All their days their work is grief and pain. Even at night their minds do not rest. This too is meaningless. Grief, pain, and anxious minds are the outcome of toil and anxious striving of people who labor. This is what we advise. What we advise those people? Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 24 and verse 25. This is the advice and that's the management. A person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their own toil. This too I see is from the hand of God, for without him who can eat or find enjoyment? What we advise here from the scriptures a balanced life is required. So in one side is toil and living and righteousness, and in the other hand, or in the other side, enjoyment and satisfaction. Praise the Lord. His word help us to understand how we live our life. Maybe you are struggling much, you are grieving, you are at work and labor. The word of God tell you to just calm down, lessen the strife, sit with God and see and count your blessing, enjoy what the Lord had given you, so that you can overcome this period of grief. Because number 16, trials. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6 and 7. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. God will allow trials of many kinds in your life so that your faith will be tested, and trial will continue till your faith is proven to be genuine. The grief that you are passing through in this trial will reproduce later on in you for the glory of God, praise, glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed, when Jesus Christ will come. So here, a grief because of a trial that God allows, so he will test your faith to see if it is genuine. As you endure it, later on you will enjoy, you will have praise, and that will give glory and honor to the Lord of God, to our Lord and God Jesus Christ. Cause number 17 of grief, when a slave submitting to bad masters. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 18 to 20, we read this one. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if when we be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. You see here, the grief caused by slaves who are working hard and doing well, and they serve properly, but their superiors and their master are not happy with them, and they were unjust toward them. You may be doing very well to your boss, to your masters, but they are unhappy and they are unjust toward you. That will cause you grief. The Lord allow that, and your attitude in what you are doing, and your attitude toward abuse, as you are bearing it and accepting to suffer and not to retaliate, is commendable before God. And in this way you are following Christ's example in verse 21 onward in 1 Peter chapter 2. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us as an example that ye should follow his steps. Who did not sin, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were a sheep gone astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. And what I understand and I explain to you, as you follow Christ's example and be willing to suffer and grieve as he was grieving and suffering, then you are truly returning to Christ, and truly God will reward you for that. You know, he said that you were before astray in verse 25. You had gone astray, but now you return. How you return? How you show you that you return? That you follow Christ's example. Even when he suffered, he did not retaliate. So I do understand that if I am showing that I am returning to God, I should bear under the unjust suffering, and I have to accept the grief as a ministry, as a service unto the Lord. Cause number 18 about causes of grief and how to manage it. Bad news. In Matthew 17, verse 22 and verse 23, when they came together in Galilee, he said to them, Jesus said to his disciples, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and on the third day, he will be raised to life. And the disciples were filled with grief. The disciples were grieved because they heard that Jesus would be going to be betrayed. But we know that this news is not a bad one, because with Jesus' death on the cross, we receive salvation and we receive also eternal life. What I want to say to you here, that the certain times you may hear bad news that would grieve you, but you need to take heart, watch forward and watch deeply also. Then you will be able to see and find the good outcome of all what is going on around you. We know, and you know very well, Romans 8:28, that say, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So here, even bad news, there is, as you love God, there's something good out of it. And this something good that will come out of it, it will only become good as you swallow the grief and accept it as even food for your soul this very time, this very day, waiting for God to vindicate you and to come to you and to bless you. Cause 19 about reasons for grief is the people's sin. And the people's sin that cause you grief. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 5 to 11 say, if anyone has caused grief, he has not so much grieved me as he has grieved all of you to some extent. Not to put it too severely, the punishment inflicted on him by the majority is sufficient. Now, instead, you ought to forgive and comfort him so that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. I urge you, therefore, to reaffirm your love for him. Another reason I wrote you was to see if you would stand the test and be obedient in everything. Anyone you forgive, I also forgive. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. When people sin, the believer's sin instead of the church sin, that will cause you and the rest of the church members grieve. And the measurement of such kind of grief is to forgive the offender and find out a final solution that agrees and go along the word of God. There must be a forgiveness and must be a solution. That the solution should go along the word of God and the will of God. The situation should not continue long time. Whatever we need to do, we have to do it in the spirit of forgiveness. When I speak about forgiveness, we need to forgive even if people will not repent. We need to forgive and we need to take a decision that goes along the word of God. We should not retaliate or revenge, but we need to make something that glorify Christ, and His word will be fulfilled in the life of His church and His people, and grief will be removed from our soul. We need to go on, as I spoke, how to deal with the grief that come out from those who are unfaithful disciples. We need to go on and evangelize and reach new people with the gospel and disciple them so that we'll be relieved. Reason number 20 of grief, multiple sins or many sins. Lamentations chapter 1 verse 5. You see, her foes have become her masters. Her enemies are at ease. The Lord has brought her grief because of her many sins. Her children have gone into exile, captive before the foe. So here Jerusalem and the people of Jerusalem, God had allowed grief in their life. God had brought them grief because of many sins. Continuous sinning or many sins in your life, for that the Lord will bring grief in your life and in the life of those who are doing that. The treatment here for grief is repentance and returning back to the Lord. Cause number 21 for grief, the love of money. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. A grief will come into your heart and into your life when you start to love and trust money as the source for your life and confidence. What you need to do, come back to God, trust Him, rely on His word and pursue His ways. And keep aside money and the love of money. Trust God, invest your time and your life in Him so that sorrow and grief will depart from your life. Cause number 22 of grief is when faithful and godly people persecuted. When you persecute faithful and godly people, I'm not speaking about those who are persecuted. I'm speaking about those who persecute the faithful and godly people. We know that in the book of Esther, Haman, he started to persecute the Jewish because Mordecai was Jewish and he was hating Mordecai because Mordecai was not willing to bow down to him or not to him when he passing through. And Haman was trying his best to destroy Mordecai, but God was with Mordecai, and he was protecting him. And we know that finally the king, instead of that Mordecai will be punished, that was the plan of Haman. The king was led by God, and Mordecai was honored, and Haman was the one who was conducting the honoring ceremony for Mordecai. And we read in Esther chapter 6 what was in the side of the heart and the soul of Haman when he went back to his home. Say, after Mordecai returned to the king's gate, but Haman rushed home with his head covered in grief and told Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends everything that had happened to him. His advisors and his wife Zeresh said to him, "Since Mordecai, before whom your downfall has started, is of Jewish origin, you cannot stand against him. He will surely come to ruin." Haman was persecuting the Jews because he was angry with Mordecai, because Mordecai was not willing to kneel down and pay him the honor that he demanded from Mordecai. Now, Haman was persecuting Mordecai. And what was his feeling? He was grieving, he was very sad. Persecuting and hating and trying to destroy the faithful people of God, or destroy those faithful servants of God, that will end you up in grief. Therefore, you need to repent so that joy will find a way to your heart. Out of jealousy, maybe you are doing that. Out of anger. Out of revenge. But that will not help you. God will protect his servants. And you'll be grieving and frustrating, because what you are doing is evil and unacceptable before the Lord. Reason number 23 about the causes of grief is standing with the Lord and doing his work and his will. In the book of Jeremiah, there's a scripture, there's a message from the Lord through Jeremiah to a man, his name Baruch. Baruch was the one who wrote some of the word of God that the Lord had given to Jeremiah. Jeremiah was dictating him and he was writing, and that word that Baruch had wrote, the Lord sent it with Baruch to the temple and finally reached the king. And we know that Baruch had suffered because he was serving the Lord with the prophet Jeremiah, and the people, they were rejecting the word of God. Let's read Jeremiah 45 verse 1 to 5. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spake unto Baruch the son of Neriah, when he had written these words in a book at the mouth of Jeremiah, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah king of Judah, saying, "Thus saith the Lord the God of Israel unto thee, O Baruch, thou didst say, Woe is me now, for the Lord hath added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest." But he is telling here that God had added grief to my sorrow. "Thus shalt thou say unto him." God, it seemed God had heard him what he said. The Lord, maybe he prayed, "Lord, why like that? I am sad. Why like this? I am grieving. I am serving you. People are not listening. We are suffering. It seemed that the Lord had heard him. In verse 4 and 5, God answered him, Thus shalt thou say unto him, The Lord saith thus, Behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. And seekest thou great things for yourself? Seek them not, for behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord. But thy life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places whither thou goest. And I will read in the NIV version, verse 4 and 5, But the Lord has told me to say to you, God spoke to Jeremiah, tell him, you tell him now. This is what the Lord says, I will overthrow what I have built and uprooted, what I have planted throughout the earth. He told him, I will punish, I will do everything. You yourself, don't question me, don't grumble, don't say why. Verse 5, Should you then seek great things for yourself? Why you are saying that the Lord had to me sorrow because you want to do great things for yourself. You are thinking about yourself. Do you seek them? Not. Do not seek them, for I will bring disaster on all people, declares the Lord. But wherever you go, I will let you escape with your life. So here, the Lord knew that Baruch was suffering, and he knew that he was discerning that God had allowed sorrows and grief to come into his life. He suffered with Jeremiah because the people were rejecting the word of God. But Baruch and Lord came to know about it, that he was more concerned about his own life, and he was more concerned about himself. Therefore, the Lord admonished him and corrected him. As well as the Lord assured him, you know, the Lord told him that he will pursue his plan, that I will not change my plan. God told Baruch that he will not change his plan to discipline, to punish the people for their sin. But God assured him in regard of Baruch's life, the Lord told him, wherever you go, I will grant you your life. I will keep you safe. That was Baruch. But let us read another scripture from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 19. What Jeremiah was saying about the grief that was also he was affected with. Jeremiah was also grieving. He was persecuted. He was rejected. Jeremiah also was grieving the sin of the people. Jeremiah was also affected when the people reject the instruction of the Lord. They came to him, they asked him, tell us what God say. And when he will tell the truth, they will tell him, no, God did not speak to him. God did not speak to you. So all grieving. And Jeremiah chapter 10. Verse 19, I'm speaking here about the attitude of Jeremiah. What Jeremiah said, Woe is me for my hurt. My wound is grievous. But I say, truly this is a grief and I must bear it. That's the attitude of Jeremiah. And that's the attitude of the servant of the Lord. In spite of all grieving, pain, sorrows, God allow it, people rejecting, we are suffering. But God has no other solution. We must bear it. This is my sickness. In the King James, Jeremiah, how you say it? Woe to me because of my injury. He was injured. My wound is incurable. Yet I say to myself, this is my sickness and I must endure it. You know that he cannot escape the call and the ministry of the Lord, and we need in the same attitude, accept our mercy and continue to serve the Lord. We cannot reject grief. Grief in many situations, the scripture is a godly and it is scriptural, and it comes and visits us in our ministries, and we need to accept. We need to accept, embrace, and endure, so that we'll be standing with God, you'll be standing with God, and we'll be standing with His will, so that His plan will be fulfilled in our life, in the life of the people around us, and we will be fulfilling God's purpose in our own generation. Come to the Lord, and Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your word that healed me, that explained to me, that showed me the truth. Tell him, Lord, help me and guide me and pray. Like Jeremiah, woe is me for my hurt. My wound is grievous, but I say truly this is a grief and I must bear it. Lord, I commit my life and cause into your hand. I will continue to serve you. I will bear it. I'll continue to do your will, even with the grief, oh God. Lord, I cry unto you, sustain me, and give me, Lord, perseverance, so I can continue to be effective in my service unto you. And let your will be done on earth, and in my life, Lord, and life of the people who are linked with me, who are under my care, who are around me. Oh God, I pray for every servant of yours, who pray this prayer, revival, strength, encouragement, healing, endurance, perseverance. Lord, give each and every one of us strength and perseverance so that we continue to serve you, continue to do your work and your will. Lord, let the message be a blessing to many people. Bless us, O God. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm. Keep us from grief. Keep us from pain, oh God, so we'll continue to serve you. Oh God, I pray for extra grace that come from you. Extra fruit of the Holy Spirit, patience, perseverance, long suffering that come from you. More love that come from you so that we can do your will. So we can return to the overseer and the shepherd of our soul, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Healing upon healing, grace upon grace, wholeness upon wholeness, salvation upon salvation, revival upon revival, hope upon hope. Oh God, may the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.